ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः। यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। सो यस्टर्डे वी आर डूइंग वर्सेस 48 एंड 49. I think 30 also we did. So we have done very well yesterday. Only one small thing. See, in the 48th verse, Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga ucchate. Of course, we understood very well. In all these verses, Bhagavan emphasizes Karma Yoga. That the Bhashyam, the opening sentence, somehow I missed it. What the first sentence in the Bhashyam? Yogastha san. Yogastha san karmani kuru. So remaining steadfast in, I didn't explain because I explained the meaning, I took it easy, I think. Remaining steadfast in yoga, may you do your duties. So remaining steadfast in yoga means what? Entertaining proper attitude. Entertaining proper attitude, may you do your duties. The attitude of being able to accept all situations, all results of actions as prasada of the Lord, thereby remaining the same in all situations, is remaining steadfast in yoga. But then kevalam ishwarartham means I perform all my duties, whatever I have to do, specifically for the purpose of preparing my mind for the attainment of the truth, Bhagavan in the form of the truth. So performing action with understanding is what? Performing actions for the sake of Ishvara. As an offering to Ishvara. Ishvarartham. Ishvarartham means what? For the sake of Ishvara. For the purpose of Ishvara. What does it mean? Does Bhagavan want your help or what? That is why Ishvarartham means for the purpose of Ishvara, for the sake of Ishvara means ultimately for discovering the truth in the form of Bhagavan. To prepare my mind, I do all my activities. Ultimate aim of performing actions is what? Discovering Bhagavan. The relative aim of actions is what? Preparing one's mind. So I perform all my duties to prepare my mind ultimately for discovering the truth, Bhagavan is of the truth. Therefore, I perform all my actions ultimately for the sake of knowledge. Ishwarartham means what? For the sake of knowledge alone. I do. Therefore, I perform all my actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. தென் தத்ராபி ஈஸ்வரஹ மே துஷ்யத்து, ஈஸ்வரஹ மே துஷ்யத்து, மே ஈஸ்வர் த லார்ட் ஆல்சோ பி பிளீஸ்ட் வித் மீ. ஹவு லார்ட் கேன் பி பிளீஸ்ட் வித் யூ? லார்ட் வில் பி பிளீஸ்ட், பகவான் வில் பி பிளீஸ்ட் வித் யூ ஒன்லி இஃப் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தாட்ஃபுல்லி பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் கன்ஃபார்மிட்டி வித் தர்மா, கான்சியஸ்லி நாட் இன்வால்விங் ஒன் செல், நோயிங்லி knowingly not doing anything wrong, consciously, thoughtfully performing only what is right, thereby living on doing one's duties in conformity with dharma is in fact living one's life in tune with the order, and living in one tune, living one's life in harmony with the universal universal law and order is being contributive for universal harmony, and being contributive for universal harmony is what having Bhagavan pleased with us. Understand now? So karma phala, Ishwaraha tushyatu, may Bhagavan also be pleased with me. Iti tas sangam tektva, he Dhananjaya, may you perform your duties, sangam tektva, without attachment to the results of actions. I will not repeat today what is doing with actions without attachment to the results of actions. Okay? Without attachment, I will not explain. You know very well. Okay. Only one sentence I had left it, so I have covered it now. Is it clear? Please nod your head. Can I go ahead now? Okay. Now we are going to verse number 50. Now that we finished it, we'll do 51 today. Thoroughly we have seen what is samattam, isn't it? Karma jam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinah. Karma jam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva மனீஷிணஹ ஜன்ம பந்த விநிர்முக்தாஹ பதங்கச்சந்த்ய நாமயம், ஜன்ம பந்த விநிர்முக்தாஹ பதங்கச்சந்த்ய நாமயம். So here if you take the verb gacchanti, gacchanti anamayam. So anamayam adjective of the word padam. Anamayam padam gacchanti. So gacchanti is the word. Gacchanti means what? Attain, reach, go. Who attain what? Ke gacchanti? He says, manishinaha gacchanti. Manishinaha gacchanti. மனிஷினஹ இத்யுக்தே கே, மனிஷினஹ இத்யுக்தே கே, ஹூ ஆர் த மனிஷினஹ? சி மனிஷா யேஷாம் அஸ்தி தே மனிஷினஹ, மனிஷா யஸ்ய அஸ்தி சஹ மனிஷி. மனிஷா இத்யுக்தே கஹ அர்த்தஹ, வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் மனிஷா? மனிஷா மீன்ஸ் ஃபர்ம் கன்விக்ஷன், டவுட் free understanding is manisha, and manishi is the one who has doubt free ascertained understanding. Okay, manishi means a person of clear doubt free ascertained vision is manishi. So manisha, manishi, you know the difference? Nakaranta pullinga shabdha, manishin shabdha. For manishinaha, manishi, manishinav, manishinaha. So people of clear, doubtful, ascertained understanding are manishinaha. Manishinaha anamayam padam gacchanti. Anamayam means what? Amayaha means disease. What is disease? Anything which causes discomfort is disease. Therefore, Amayaha implies what? Even pain, suffering, okay? Anything which causes discomfort, pain causes discomfort, suffering causes discomfort, sorrow causes discomfort, grief causes discomfort. Therefore, all this anger causes discomfort. All these come under the category of Amayaha, disease. But here, Amayaha means what? Even pain. Pain which causes discomfort. Therefore, Anamayam pada means pain-free, grief-less, sorrow-less, sorrow-free, absolute padam. Gacchanti. They attain the absolute goal. They attain the absolute goal in terms of freedom, discovering which, attain the absolute freedom goal called freedom, absolute end freedom, through knowledge. Anamayam padam gacchanti. Okay. Manishinaha anamayam padam gacchanti. Kimattam animaisha gacchanti. Yataha manishina manisha asti. Because they have clear doubt-free understanding. Therefore, they attain freedom. Manishinaha anamayam padam gacchanti. They attain the absolute end, moksha, end called moksha, where one discovers total freedom from pain. Okay. Katham gacchanti. Again, janma bandha vinirmuktaha. Manishinaha janma bandha vinirmuktaha bhavanti. See, muktaha mean ityukte released, liberated iti artha. Muktaha participle. Mukta participle, muktaha adjective, isn't it? Mukta released, liberated, freed. But muktaha liberated person. So muktaha, nirmuktaha, vi nirmukta, two prefixes. So the manishinaha absolutely being liberated from the bondage of birth. Janmanaha bandaha janma bandaha. Janma bandhat vinirmuktaha. Janmanaha bandhat vinirmuktaha manishinaha. The wise people who are free from bondage of, who are liberated, released from the bondage of birth and death, attain the ultimate goal, absolute end of freedom in terms of knowledge. And who become the manishinaha? Karmajam buddhiyuktaha. So people who live a life of karma yoga, karmajam buddhiyuktaha means karma yoginaha. People who live a life of karma yoga as karma yogis and who are endowed with this appropriate attitude of doing everything as an offering to Ishvara, and who receive everything as the prasada from the Lord, and also without being attached to the results of actions. Such people, buddhiyuktaha. Karmajam phalam tektva. So people who live of karma yoga, karmajam phalam tektva. Giving up the fruit of result, giving up the fruit born of action. Karmajam phalam tektva, giving up the fruit, the result born of action, without being attached to the result of action, with a proper attitude, live as karma yogis, that people in due course of time become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Thereby they become manishinaha. become people of clear doubt-free understanding. And as people of clear doubt-free understanding, they become liberated from the bondage of samsara. That is how they attain the absolute freedom. Thereby they become free from sorrow for good. So Janma Bandha Vinirmuktaha implies attainment of Jivan Mukti. Anamayam Kapadam Gachanti implies attainment of Videha Mukti. They become liberated while living in this world, and after the exhaustion of Parabdha Karma also, they attain Videha Mukti. They attain liberation for good. Now, you can say the Mama Anantaram, Mama Sarve Vadantupi. All of you say this, okay? Karmajam Palam Tektva Buddhi Yuktaha Karmajam Palam Tektva Karmajam Palam Tektva Buddhi Yuktaha Hi Manishinaha Janma Bandha Yunimuktaha Bhavanti. Parabdha Karma Kshayanantaram Anamayam Padam Gachanti. Okay, they attain the absolute freedom. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay. Now to see the Bhashyam. Ishtanishta Deha Praptihi. Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi. Ishtanishta Deha. Ishta Anishta Okay, Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi. Okay. Your karmajam phalam. Karmajam phalam means the result born of action, result produced by action. The result of action is karma phalam, is karmajam phalam. What is karmajam phalam? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi. Attainment of desired and undesired bodies. So attainment of Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi. You may get a body which you like. You may get a body which you do not like also. Because once you perform karma is performed, naturally karma, you know what is law of karma? Law of karma is that there is no action which goes without producing a result. Whether knowingly done or knowingly done, action does produce a result. That result is what? Karmajam phalam. Now, karma jam phalam can be what now? Punyam or papam. Punyam or papam means what? If the action which you performed is in conformity with, if the action which you performed was in conformity with dharma, it's a right action which will produce punyam phalam. The action somewhere unknowingly also, if it was against dharma, suppose transgressed dharma, it is a papa karma, wrong action, then it must have produced papam. One, the punyam and papam results are the results of the actions. The results of actions in a punyam and papam will be what? In the form of attainment of desired, undesired. Okay, desirable, undesirable body. So desirable means what? Ishta Deha Praptihi means attainment of the body which is conducive, desirable, favorable for us. If you get a human body, it's good. Otherwise, okay. Anishta Deha Praptihi means what? Attainment of body which is not at all desirable. Okay, attaining which there's no way of earning new punyam, no way of attaining jnanam. Only had to exhaust the papa. That's why Anishta Deha Praptihi means attainment of the body as a result of papa, which is not at all desirable, which is, it can be body of any living creature. Okay, that is Ishta Deha Praptihi, Anishta Deha Praptihi may be the result of the action in keeping with the punyam and papam. Karmajam Palam Ishta Anishta Deha Praptihi. What is it? Karma Bhyaha Jatam Palam. Karma Bhyaha Jatam Palam Karma Palam. The result born out of actions is karma phalam. Karma jam phalam, karma bhyaha jatam phalam. Okay. This is the result of action. What is the result finally? What sort of body you are blessed with? Ishta deha praptihi, anishta deha praptihi, ishta anishta deha praptihi, ishta anishta deha praptihi is karma bhyaha jatam phalam. Result of action in the form of attainment of desirable, undesirable, favorable, unfavorable, okay, body in keeping with the punya papa one has in one's account. That is buddhi yuktaha. So karvajam palam tektva. So, leaving aside the body here itself, very nice. Okay? Leaving aside such body here itself. Buddhi yuktaha. Buddhi yuktaha means what? This is karma yoga, this is glorification of karma yoga in this verse. Buddhi yuktaha means samatta buddhi yuktaha. Very beautiful. Buddhi yuktaha means kaha artaha. Samatta buddhi yuktaha. People who are endowed with mental equanimity. Mental people who are equanimous, people who are endowed with equanimity, sameness of mind. I don't need to explain that. Samatta buddhi yuktaha hi yasmat phalam tyaktva parityajya. Phalam tyaktva parityajya. So having given up any favorable body or unfavorable body, which is obtainable as a result of action in keeping the punya papam, leaving aside that phalam purpa also. Manishinaha, manishinaha, jnaninaha, simple meaning is what? Jnaninaha, yasyam, yesham manisha asti te manishinaha, yesham jnanam asti te jnaninaha. So manishinaha ityukte jnaninaha, jnanavantaha ityartha. Manishinaha bhutva. So having become men of wisdom, having become wise, having discovered the atma, having attained knowledge. Janma bandha vinirmuktaha. Janma bandha vinirmuktaha. Is janmayeva bandha, janma bandha. Janmayeva bandha, janma bandha. What is bondage? Birth itself is bondage. Being born itself is what? Being bound by limitations. Janmayeva bandha. What is bondage, bondage, bondage? Where am I tied? We'll ask the question. Okay? We all will have this doubt. I am bound. I'm not tied to anything. I'm free. Being born itself is what? Bondage. Being born itself is bondage. So, janma bandha. Janma. Janma yeva bandha. Janma bandha. Got it now? So, are you bound or not now? Because bondage, bondage means people will have, oh, where? We are not tied to anything. I'm free. No, you're born. That itself is bondage. You have to understand that. Janma eva bandha, janma bandha. Janma bandha தேன வினிர்முக்தாக, தேன ஜன்மபந்தேன வினிர்முக்தாக. பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் லிபரேட்டட் ஃபார் குட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் பர்த், பாண்டேஜ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பர்த் ஆர் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் பர்த் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஜீவந்தக ஏவ ஜென்மபந்த விதிர்முக்தாக. ஜீவந்தக ஏவ மீன்ஸ் வைல் லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப், ஜீவந்தக ஏவ சத்ருந்த சப்த ஜீவந்தக ஏவ லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப், தே பிகம் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் பர்த். ஜென்மபந்த விதிர்முக்தாக சந்தக ஜீவந்தக ஏவ ஜன்மபந்த விதிர்முக்தாக சந்தக ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் தி ஒன்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் பர்த் வைல் லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப். பரமம் பதம் விஷ்ணோஹோ பரமம் பதம், தி அப்சல்யூட் அபோட் ஆஃப் விஷ்ணு, அதர்வைஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் வாட், மோக்ஷா மோக்ஷாக்கியம். So don't go and search for Vishnu's abode, okay? Vishnu's abode, absolute abode, exalted abode of Lord Vishnu means Mokshaha. Mokshakhyam, Mokshakhyam Paramam Padam. Vishnoho Paramam Padam Kidusha Mokshakhyam Paramam Padam. Come on, Moksha, that which is known as Moksha is Vishnu's absolute abode. விஷ்ணோஹோ பரமம் பதம் மோக்ஷாக்கியம் கச்சந்தி, தே அட்டைன் தி அப்சல் எக்ஸால்டட் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு, அபோர்ட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு நோன் ஆஸ் மோக்ஷா, நோன் ஆஸ் ஃப்ரீடம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ், அட்டைனிங் த ஃபீட் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், அட்டைனிங் டிஸ்கவரிங் ஃப்ரீடம் இஸ் அட்டைனிங் ஃப்ரீடம், discovering the truth is discovering freedom, discovering freedom is attaining freedom, attaining freedom is attaining the feet of the Lord, attaining the abode of the Lord. Understand? So let us not search for any abode of Bhagavan. Therefore param vishnoho paramam padam vish mokshakyam gacchanti. விஷ்ணோஹோ பரமம் பதம் இத்துக்தே மோக்ஷா, மோக்ஷாக்யஹ மோக்ஷாக்யம் பரமம் விஷ்ணோ பதம் கச்சந்தி. கீதுஷம் அனாபதம் பரமம் பதம் அனாமயம், அனாமயம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆமயஹ இத்துக்தே உபத்ரவஹ ட்ரபுள் டிஸ்கம்ஃபர்ட், உபத்ரவஹ அநாமயஹ ஆமயஹ ந ந ஆமயஹ அநாமயஹ அநாம ந ஆமய அநாமயம் பதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், நோ சர்வ உபத்ரவரஹிதம் சர்வோபத்ரவரஹிதம் பதம் கச்சந்தி, தி அட்டைன் தி அப்சல்யூட் அபோட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு நோன் ஆஸ் மோக்ஷஹ விச் இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அண்ட் ட்ரபிள்ஸ். சர்வோபத்ரவரஹிதம் சர்வ உபத்ரவரஹிதம் உபத்ரவ, யூ ஆல் நோ வெரி வெல், இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் நோ ஐ கேன் கிரியேட் சம், ஓகே ஐ கேன் காஸ் சம். சர்வோபத்ரவரஹிதம் அநாமயம் பதம், அநாமயம் இத்துக்தே சர்வோ சர்வ உபத்ரவ ரஹிதம், ரஹிதம் இட் இஸ் வாட் நவ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் வித்தவுட் தி அப்சல்யூட் அபோட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு நோன் ஆஸ் மோக்ஷா விச் இஸ் ஆப்சல்யூட்லி டிவைட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ட்ரபிள்ஸ் அண்ட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். விச் மீன்ஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ அநாமயம் பதம் கச்சந்தி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் விதேக முக்தி, விட் மீன்ஸ் தி பீப்புள் அட்டைன் அந்த ஜன்மபந்த விதிமுக்தாக பவந்தி மீன்ஸ் ஜீவந்தக ஏவ ஜன்மபந்த விதிமுக்தாக பவந்தி வை லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் தே அட்டைன் தே டிஸ்கவர் ஃப்ரீடம் தே லிவ் ஆஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ வை லிபரே ஃப்ரீ people who are liberated while living. And then as long as Parabdha Karma is there, of course they will live like other Ajnanis, but without any pain, suffering. They live the rest, they enjoy the life, they live, reveling always in the fullness of happiness. Then when the Parabdha gets exhausted, like how any Ajnani, any individual has to leave the physical body, Jnanis also leave the physical body. Then what happens, like anybody's body, how it becomes disintegrated, Jnani's body also will become disintegrated. The only difference is, Jnani Sukshma will not come back. Ajnani Sukshma will come back with a big load of heaviness of what now? Mind. It will come back with the karma. So Jnani will become, Jnani Sukshma will be resolved for good. Therefore, Jnani will not come back. It's called Videha Muktihi. And this not returning back, not being born again, assuming the body alone, is said to be Videha Muktihi, which is meant by Anamayam Padam Gacchanti. The Jnanis who live, they are like, in the Upanishad is beautifully said, how when the birds fly, we cannot trace the footprints of the bird which are flying. They said we cannot trace the footprints of fish which are swimming. So also we cannot trace the footprints of Jnani, means they will not be around. Okay? You cannot, they will not come back into this world. Okay. Next meaning is given. Athava. Buddhi yogat. Dhananjaya iti arabhya. Now he gives another word. Buddhi yogat. Dhananjaya iti arabhya. Paramartha darshana lakshana eva. Sarvataha. Sampluta udakasthaniya. Karma yoga sattvashuddhi. Janita buddhihi. Darshita sakshat. Sukruta duskruta prahanadi hetutvashravanat. Okay. Now what he wants to say here in this, let me tell you another thing. See, he says, paramartha darshanam. So clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the absolute reality is paramartha darshanam. The paramartha darshanam, paramartha darshanam is like what? Sarvataha sampluta udakasthaniya. Sarvataha sampluta udakasthaniya. The paramartha darshanam is, you know, like what? Is like the place filled with water on all sides. Or a huge reservoir full of water. Okay. Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. Okay. The buddhihi here means the ascertained knowledge. The knowledge, how does the knowledge which has risen because of the pure mental purification. Sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. So this paramartha darshanam, which is likened to the huge circle of water. That paramartha darshanam, the absolute ultimate, the ascertained knowledge, which has risen as a result of mental purification, attained as a result of living a life of karma yoga. See, karma yoga ja sattva shuddhihi. Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhihi. Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhihi. Mental purification born means what attained as a result of living a life of karma yoga. So karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi, karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi. And karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. The knowledge which has risen as a result of mental purification attained through living a life of karma yoga is what now? Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. Is it clear now? So karma, living of karma yoga is the means for the mental purification. Mental purification becomes means for what? Then in a pure mind, knowledge rises. That knowledge is said to be what now? Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi ja, so can say. Karma yoga ja sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi, which occupies the place of the huge reservoir of water filled on all sides, which is in the form of the clear vision of the absolute reality. Paramartha darshana lakshana sarvataha samprata udakasthaniya karma yoga sattva shuddhi janita buddhihi. Eva revealed. It is this Atma Jnanam alone has been revealed. From where? Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya Buddhav Sharanaman Vichya. From there onwards. Okay, Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya. From there onwards. It is the knowledge of the reality which occupies the place of the huge reservoir of water, having water on all sides, and it is the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is born out of mental purification, attained through living life of karma yoga. Understand? Sadarshita sakshant sukruta dushkruta prahanadi hetutva shravanat. Now sukruta dushkruta prahanadi hetutva shravanat. See, we have been repeatedly listening. What we have been listening? That jnanam has the status of being the cause of undoing both sukrutam and dushkrutam, or resolving both sukrutam and dushkrutam. Jnanam has the status of being the cause. As we hear, as it is heard, that jnanam has the hetutvam. Jnanam has the status of being the cause. Cause of what? Resolving. Prahanam, resolving. Removing, eliminating. Eliminating what? Both sukrutam and dushkrutam. Knowledge is the only cause, only source of resolving all punya papams. Once you attain jnanam, then you are free from all punya papams. Oh, how can we become free from all punya papams if you attain jnanam? Once you attain jnanam, your perspective will change. You will drag the eye sense from anatma to atma. You will see yourself as what? Brahma. And from the standpoint of seeing yourself as pure consciousness, Brahma, atma, you will see how you are. As consciousness is free from consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Consciousness is free from all karakas. All karakas, all accessories associated with the action. Consciousness is free from all accessories associated with the action. So, between what? Karta, karma, கரணம், சம்பிரதானம், அபாதானம், அதிகரணம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ், தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் நாட் தி சப்ஜெக்ட், நாட் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், நாட் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், நாட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், நாட் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் நாட் ஈவன் கனெக்ட் டு தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். And there's no locus of action. Consciousness has no connection with anything because consciousness is partless, all-pervasive, changeless. Therefore, consciousness is ever a sort of actionlessness. Therefore, consciousness is what? Free from doership and enjoyership. When you claim, take ownership of consciousness, Atma as yourself, you discover yourself being free from doership and enjoyership. அகம் கர்த்தா, தட் நோஷன் வில் ரிசால்வ். அகம் போக்தா, தட் நோஷன் வில் ரிசால்வ். ஹேவிங் ரிசால்வ் தீஸ் டூ ஸ்ட்ராங் ராங் நோஷன்ஸ் அபவுட் யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஐ எம் தி டூர், ஐ எம் தி என்ஜாயர், ஹேவிங் ரிசால்வ் தி கர்த்திருத்தம் அண்ட் போக்திருத்தம், டூர்ஷிப் அண்ட் என்ஜாயர்ஷிப், தட்ஸ் ஆல். Once you have resolved the kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, you can see there is no sanchita karma for consciousness. There is no agami karma for consciousness. There is no paradha karma for consciousness. So this discovering the self being free from all accessories, free from doership and enjoyership, that means being free from all karmas is what now? Freeing oneself from karma. This is how we understand it is knowledge, it is knowledge, it is knowledge alone has the status of being the cause of resolving all punya pavams. Isn't it? Sukruta duskruta prahana hetutvam asti jnanasya. Sakshat, directly, immediately. Once, as soon as you attain jnanam, immediately, directly, knowledge has the status of being the mean, the cause of resolving, removing the punyam and papams. All hanchita agami karmas will disappear. Okay? This, therefore, it is knowledge alone is revealed. Knowledge alone has been revealed, pointed out, which are the knowledge born as a result of having mental purification, which was attained through living life karma yoga. And that knowledge is what? Which is comparable to, which occupied the place of sarvataha sampluta udakam, udakasthanam, at the place of reservoir flow of water, which alone is in the form of the knowledge of the absolute reality. Is it clear? Unless all of you nod your heads, I will not go ahead. Okay. So what he says, what is said in this verse, that the jnani, the person of knowledge attains jivan mukti while living. After the exhaustion of paradha karma, he attains videha mukti. Which means, who attains jnanam? A karma yogi. Okay. It is his knowledge alone which has been being mentioned from that buddhi yoga dhananjaya onwards. Buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanaman vichha. From there onwards, it is this buddhi which has been mentioned, showed. Okay. So people who have that buddhi, it is atma jnana, that's all. Can I go ahead? If you have any, now I've learned, okay? If anybody has any problem, I'll start teaching chair yoga also. So you can't escape from me hereafter. If you have any if you don't, not properly, any stiffness is there, I will teach you how to do chair yoga and then I will help you with this.
Swamiji, so, can you just repeat Sakshat Sukrata Dushkrita Prahanadi?
Yeah. Athava Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya Iti Arabhya. Begin from there. Buddhihi Darshita. Knowledge alone has been pointed out. Which knowledge? The knowledge which is in the form of ascertained vision of the absolute reality, and which occupies the place of the huge reservoir of water, and which is born as a result of mental purification gained through the discipline of Karma Yoga. This knowledge, because what? Sakshat Sukruta Dushkruta Prahanadi Hetutva Shravanat. Hetu Shravana means what? This knowledge is always heard as there is always teaching. Shravanat means as there is always hearing. There is always hearing of this knowledge. Shravanat, as there is always hearing of this knowledge. A description of this knowledge, as the glorification of this knowledge, as the one having the status of being the cause of resolving, removing all Sukrutam and Dushkrutam directly. Means after the attainment of Jnanam, it does not take very long for you to get rid of the Punya Papa. Your perspective is changed, means where is the question of having anything, isn't it? See, how long does it take for the person to get rid of fear? Once he has seen the rope as a rope. Seeing the rope and resolution of the fear caused by rope is simultaneous. Is it true? Some people don't want to say yes, true. Because if they think, what is the concept? If really I saw the snake, I found it, then afterward I found out this rope, will the fear go immediately? No. Fear will be there for some more time. You are thinking, that's a different thing. Here, that's not true. If the vision is very clear, samsara will resolve for good. Immediately. That is why it said what? Manisha. Doubt-free, ascertained vision. Not simply like this. Clear, doubt-free understanding happens. Okay. See, knowledge is the direct, immediate, direct means of resolving all punya papas for good. By resolving the wrong notions, by correcting the wrong notions of being a doer and enjoyer. Is it clear? Okay, we'll go to the next sentence. Yoga anush. Thana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi. Hope I have not left any sentence. Okay. Yoga. Correct, no? Come to my book, okay. Yoga anushthana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi. Hey, buddhihi means what? Knowledge. Which knowledge? The knowledge which has risen as a result of having mental purification. Satta Shuddhija Buddhihi. The clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the truth can rise only in a contemplative mind. Mind can have contemplative, the contemplative disposition is possible. Mind is adequately pure. That mental purification is possible only if a person lived a clean life of karma yoga. Okay, that's the reason. That. Karma anushtanena sattva shuddhihi janita bhavati. Karma anushtanena sattva shuddhihi janita bhavati. See, mental purification is born, means what? Mental purification happens, janita means happens. Mental purification happens by following the discipline of karma yoga. That's called yoga anushtanena. Yoga anushtanena means by following the discipline of karma yoga, by living a life of karma yoga, janita sattva shuddhihi. Janita sattva shuddhihi. Mental purification happens. So karma yoga anushtanena janita sattva shuddhihi. Then sattva shuddhija buddhihi. This knowledge of the reality which rises as a result of having adequate mental purification obtained through the discipline of karma yoga. Is it clear? So yoga anushtana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi, such knowledge, he says, kada prapyate, when is such ascertained vision of the reality, when is that knowledge of the truth, paramartha darshanam, the knowledge of the truth, otherwise said paramartha darshanam, when is it attained? Kada prapyate? Buddhihi kada prapyate? Buddhihi ityukte paramartha darshanam. Vision of the truth is buddhihi here. Buddhihi does not mean intellect. Please make a note. In this context, the word buddhihi does not mean intellect. It means knowledge, clear vision. And a clear vision of the truth born as a result of attainment of mental purification. The mental purification which has happened as a result of following the discipline of karma yoga. Is it clear? Karma, see, yoga anushtana janita. Yoga anushtana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi. If you break it, yogasya anushtanena, yoga anushtanena sattva shuddhihi janita bhavati. Taya sattva shuddhya buddhihi jata bhavati. Okay, this is how we can say that. Is our knowledge. Now, that knowledge, when is it attained? When is such knowledge attained? My God, yoga anushtanam maya kartavyam, then anantaram sattva shuddhihi maya praptavya, anantaram sattva shuddhija buddhihi prapya, kada prapyate, when is this knowledge attained, which is attainable after the mental purification, which has for attaining which has to level of karma yoga, is it? Kada prapyate iti uchyate. I tell you, we are doing really thorough study of karma yoga, isn't it? What else do you want to learn anymore, anything anymore? That's all here. Yada te moha kalilam. Now he's saying such knowledge, liberating knowledge, by which all punya karmas will resolve. Sakshat, the buddhihi, which has the hetutvam, which has the status of being the cause of prahanam, resolving all punya pavam, isn't it? So that buddhihi kada prapyate? Yada te moha kalilam buddharvyati tarishyati. Sometimes people ask, you know, why? Simply you can ask, when is knowledge attained, isn't it? Simple question. Instead of saying that, why you may give a long adjective for buddhi, knowledge? Yoga anushtana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi. Kimartam such a long sentence? Because Shankar Bhagavatpada wants to remind us of the connection between living life karma yoga and mental purification and the knowledge. He wants reminders. So he repeats. Don't think I am repeating. Okay. Yadha te moha kalilam buddhir vyatita rishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha yadha te moha kalilam buddhir vyatita rishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Now he says, te moha kalilam. Okay. Te buddhihi. In this context, buddhihi means what? Your intellect. Okay, not knowledge here. Te buddhihi. Yada vyatitarishyati. See, tr is the dhatu. Tarati is the verb. Tr, tarati, tarati crosses. And atitarati overcomes. Crosses, overcomes. Atitarati. Gets over. Atitarati means gets over, overcomes, crosses. Vi ati tarati. Vi ati. Two prefixes. Vi ati tarati. Becomes vyati tarati. Vyati tarati also means crosses for good. Vi ati tarati. Tarati crosses. Ati tarati crosses, overcomes. Vi ati tarati, vyati tarati crosses, overcomes. But crosses for good. But vyati tarishyati will cross. Vyati tarishyati, vyati tarati, vyati tarishyati will cross. So te buddhihi, your intellect, yada vititarishyati, when your buddhi will cross, when your buddhi will cross, overcome, will overcome what? Moha kalilam. Moha kalilam. The blemish of delusion. When your buddhi will overcome, the cross, the blemish of delusion, the impurity of delusion, impurity in terms of delusion. Delusion means what? Delusion. Delusion caused erroneous notion. Delusion caused wrong identity, caused erroneous notion that I am the body, mind, sense complex. See, moha kala means the dirt, the impurity in the form of delusion. It means impurity, the delusion caused impurity in the form of wrong notion. Delusion caused impurity in the form of erroneous notion about the self that I am the body. So when your intellect will overcome, will cross over that delusion caused impurity in the form of wrong erroneous notion that I am the body. Yada te buddhihi. Moha kalilam. Vetitarishyati will cross tada. It will be then tada. It will be then கந்தாசி, நிர்வேதம் கந்தாசி. நிர்வேதம் கந்தாசி மீன்ஸ் யூ வில் அட்டைன் டோட்டல் டிஸ்பாஷன். தட் இஸ் வென் யூ வில் பி அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் டோட்டல் டிஸ்பாஷன். நிர்வேதா மீன்ஸ் வைராக்கியம். நிர்வேதம் கந்தா அசி யூ வில் அட்டைன் டோட்டல் டிஸ்பாஷன். ஸோ நிர்வேதம் கந்தாசி, ஸோ யூல் அட்டைன் டிஸ்பாஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட்? ஸ்ரோத்தவ்ய ஸ்ருதஸ்ய ச. யூ வில் பிகம் டோட்டலி டிஸ்பாஷனேட். அட்டைன் டிஸ்பாஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யூ அட்டைன் டிஸ்பாஷன் மீன்ஸ் யூ வில் பி டிஸ்பாஷனேட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் whatever has to be heard, whatever has been heard. Shrotavyasya nirvedam gantasi, shrutasya cha nirvedam gantasi. Means you will become dispassionate towards whatever has to be heard, whatever has been already heard. Until you attain jnanam, you have passion for what has been heard, you have passion for remembering what is going to be heard. But once you attain jnanam, what has been heard has served its purpose. What has to be heard will not be required. Therefore what? You become dispassionate towards them. Shrotavyasya vaira, shrotavyasya nirvedam gantasi means விராகவான் பவிஷ்யதி, வைராக்கியம் பிராப்ஸ்யசி. ஸ்ரோத்தவ்யஸ்ய விஷயே வைராக்கியம், தேர் பி டிஸ்பாஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஹேஸ் டு பி ஹர்ட், நத்திங் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். ஸ்ருதஸ்ய விஷயே பி வைராக்கியம் பவிஷ்யதி, டிஸ்பாஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஹேஸ் பீன் ஹர்ட் ஆல்சோ, நோ மோர் பேஷன். That Purna Vairagyam is possible. Purna Vairagyam, absolute total dispassion towards anything and everything is possible only when a person revels in the vision of fullness of happiness. When the all wrong notions resolve, wrong notions entertained about yourself resolve, then you have the right perspective of the self in the wake of the clear vision of yourself being Atma. You take ownership of fullness as your nature, you revel in the vision of, you can revel in the vision of fullness of happiness. As a person who revels in the vision of fullness of happiness, naturally, there will not be any wrong notion about the self. There won't be any inadequacy. Inadequacy and fullness cannot go together. There won't be any inadequacy. Which means you will be free from the notion that I am inadequate. The sense of inadequacy centered on I will be resolved for good. The erroneous, the common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, centered on I will be resolved for good. One sense of inadequacy centered on I be resolved means what? There won't be any needs. Inadequacy is not there, needs will not be there. Once the needs are not there, desires will not be there. Even passion will not be there. Passion is possible only if there is craving, if there is desire, if there is need, if there is inadequacy. A jnani was in just simply correcting the wrong error in the notion one has about oneself, then there is fullness. In fullness, there is vairagyam. See, total dispassion is possible only for a person of vision. Nirvedam gantasi. See, dispassion is possible at two levels. Okay. One has to have certain degree of dispassion to have total dispassion. Isn't it? When a person learns from one's own life's experiences. Okay, in Muntakova, he came across that mantra, remember, Parikshalokan Karmachitan Nirvedamayat Brahmanaha. There Nirvedaha. Brahmanaha Nirvedamayat. The mature individual discovers dispassion. Nirvedamayat. Becomes dispassionate towards all worldly things. Arthakama dharmas. When does he discover dispassion? Pariksha Lokan, when he analyzes all his life's experiences, all his accomplishments in life, he understands that nothing in the world can give me what I want. What I ultimately want is happiness, which nothing in the world can give me, because all the achievements are results of actions, time bound in nature. So time bound results of actions, time bound accomplishments accomplished in a short span of life cannot be the source of happiness, timeless happiness. So this, okay, viveka, that time bound things, see, the span of life itself is short. And in the span of life, the body is time bound. Everything that I'm blessed with, all resources I'm blessed with are short, time bound. All means of, all accessories are time bound. Actions are time bound. So how can these time-bound accessories, time-bound actions, time-bound instruments, time-bound body, time-bound span, within time-bound short span of life, how can the actions produce timeless happiness? Definitely not. So which a person learns from one's own life's experiences, then he has what? Nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka. He has discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. Everything in this world is impermanent. Therefore, he understands there must be something permanent, which must be permanent source of happiness. This is how he discovers dispassion towards everything impermanent. This discovery of dispassion towards everything time-bound, as a result of his understanding of, what is ephemeral, what is eternal. Viveka results in vairagyam. That is relative dispassion. But now, thereby, when a person becomes committed to the knowledge, pursuit of knowledge, attains knowledge, and then after attaining jnanam, the person discovers fullness of happiness as the surupam, one's own surupam. What does it mean? In resolving the wrong notions, all wrong notion caused problems resolved. That's all. Nothing he attains. When wrong notions caused all problems resolve, what is there is sukham, happiness. Okay? The person discovers happiness. That is how this person discovers what? Total dispassion. So first, living a life of karma yoga blesses a person with viveka. Viveka blesses a person with relative vairagyam, dispassion. But jnanam blesses a person with total, absolute dispassion. Purna vairagyam. So he says, kada prapyate? Te buddhihi moha kalilam yada vyatitarishyati. See, no use of simply understanding Atma Sarupam. Paroksha Jnanam should become Aparoksha Brahma, Atma Jnanam. See, talking about Brahma, Brahman is that consciousness, existence, limitlessness, fullness and timelessness. And understand, all the time talking about the reality as of this is Paroksha Brahma Jnanam. When you understand that Brahma as one's own self, that is when the common human fundamental problems, centered on I, becomes resolved for good. There be all wrong notions, just the correction of erroneous notions. That's our freedom. All wrong notions become resolved then you have what? You become, you attain total dispassion towards everything in the world. What has been heard, what has to be heard. There's no need for you to listen to anything anymore. Nothing which has not been heard anymore. Because the truth has been understood means everything other than the truth is mithya. Therefore, he says, it is that, it is when that ascertained doubt-free knowledge is there, happens. So, let us read Bhashyam now. Yada, can I go ahead? If you have any doubts, please ask me, okay? Ask me, at least you can text me and I can answer later on. Yada, yasmin kale, when te is equal to tava, moha kalilam, mohatmakam. Moha kalilam means what? Mohatmakam. Aviveka rupam kalushyam. Aviveka rupam kalushyam. Impurity, blemish in the form of lack of discriminative understanding, delusion, vivekatmakam means in moha kalilam, impurity in the form of delusion is what? Mohatmakam kalushyam, avivekarupam kalushyam, the blemish, the impurity in the form of lack of discriminative knowledge. Yena, because of this impurity in the form of lack of discriminative knowledge, impurity in the form of delusion, because of which atma anatma viveka bodham, atma anatma viveka bodham kalushi kritya, polluting, confusing the knowledge, the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Atma Anatma Viveka Bodha means what? Viveka Bodha means discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Or what Atma is, what Anatma is. This discriminative knowledge, Kalushi Kritya. Okay. See, kalushyam is noun. Kalushyam. See, that which pollutes is kalushyam. Kalushyam is that which pollutes. Kalushi karoti causes the pollution, causes the confusion. So, kalushi karoti means pollutes, that's the meaning. Yen Atma Anatma Viveka Bodham Kalushi Kritya. This impurity in the form of delusion, causing the confusion, confusion of the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Anatma is, Vishayam Prati Antakaranam Pravartate. Vishayam Prati Antakaranam Pravartate. When such the lack of discriminative knowledge of what Atma is or Anatma is becomes confused, become polluted, confusion is created, is disturbed, discriminative knowledge of understanding of what Atma or Anatma is becomes disturbed, then what happens? Vishayam prati antakaranam pravartate. Naturally, mind, Vishyam prati antakarnam pravartate. The mind goes towards the sense objects. Tava buddhihi vyatitarishyati. Tava buddhihi vyatitarishyati. When your intellect become free from confusions, free from confusions pertaining to the what is important, what is not important, confusions pertaining to the priorities of life. Because naturally mind gets attracted towards sense objects. Antakkanam pravartate. Vishayam prati antakkanam pravartate. Tava buddhihi vyatitarishyati. Then your intellect will overcome such attractions, such temptations caused by mind. You know, the mind can get in, mind can go towards sense objects. Sense objects can be known. Disease can arise also, if, but still the intellect, because of its capacity to discern the priorities, then when the mind, intellect will overcome those, overcome that temptations, etc., caused by the mind. Shuddha bhavam apatsyate. It is then shuddha bhavam apatsyate. The mind, your intellect becomes what? Attains purity. Shuddha bhavam apat. Shuddha bhavam apatsyate. That is when you attain shuddha bhavam apatsyate. Means that is when you have clear understanding. By going through, of course, they say what is implied is the mind becomes buddhi assorted. Buddhi overcomes the attractions of the mind. Thereby, buddhi will be available for the understanding of the teaching, etc. It is then you will attain purity. Shuddha bhavam, shuddhi bhavam apatsyate. Attain the purity. Tastada tasmin kale. It is then, it is at that time. Nirvedam prapsyasi. Vairagyam prapsyasi. It is then you attain dispassion. Towards what? Shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Tada shrotavyam shrutam cha nishpalam pratipadyate iti abhiprayaha. The idea is that what has been heard also will be now meaningless for you. What has to be heard also will be meaningless for you. Why? Because when there's a clear understanding of the Atma. And the clear understanding of the Atma will happen only when the intellect overcomes all the temptations of the mind. The mind which is taken towards the sense objects, a result of lack of discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Anatma is. When there's lack of discriminative knowledge, it's very natural for the mind to be attracted towards sense objects. Very natural. Once this viveka is there, then the mind will not, even the mind goes to the sense objects, then intellect can overcome all those temptations. Means whatever the mind shows, there won't be interest in it. There will be total vairagyam towards everything. Then there is a shuddhi bhavaha, shuddha bhavaha. Then the person attains what? Clear, doubt-free understanding. it is then, it is at that time alone you attain what? Nirvedam Shortavyasa Shutasya Vairagyam Prapsisi. Not simply Shastram alone. Whatever you come to, whatever you heard about, whatever you have heard about before, you won't be interested. Whatever people are going to talk about later on also, you won't be interested in anything. The total dispassion towards everything and anything other than the self. Okay, that total dispassion happens. It is then yoga anushtana janita sattva shuddhija buddhihi prapyate. It is then this ascertained vision of the truth, which is born as a result of mental purification, attained through the discipline of karma yoga, happens. Tasmin kale gantasi prapsyasi nirvedam prapsyasi. Iti avipraya. I think the next, I want to explain a little more here, which I'll continue next class. It's all right. I need to explain a few things here, which I'll do next class. Okay. Until then, what I have read must be clear. I'm going to explain a few more things. Okay. What is that mind being attracted towards the sense objects? How one can, one's intellect can overcome the attractions, the mind which is attracted towards sense objects, etc. I'll explain again next class. So, all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.